CliffCentral.com.
Please note that the views expressed and the advice provided in this show are for general advice and entertainment purposes only. Nothing stated should be treated as a substitute for your own independent legal advice based on your own specific facts and objectives. Therefore, the presenter and CliffCentral.com accept no liability of any nature whatsoever, either expressed or implied.
Law, like you've never heard it before. The Laws of Life with Gary Hertzberg on CliffCentral.com.
The sun will come out tomorrow, so you gotta hang on till tomorrow.
Sun Bonani, I'm Gary Hertzberg, and this is The Laws of Life on CliffCentral.com. Alongside me today, as always, is Lionel Makokotlela. Welcome, Lionel.
Hi, Gary. Thank you. You took me to another world, the musical world, and now you want me to be talking to people.
That's
how unfair.
Yeah, that's tomorrow from the world's favorite family musical, Annie, which is on at Monte Cassino
now. Yes, yeah. I can't wait.
Yeah, you're going to see it.
Yes,
we're all going to see it. Peter Feldman, one of South Africa's most respected critics, says that he had a few tears in his eyes when our guest today, Emma Rose Blacher, sang, and I'm quoting him, sang her heart out when singing that song on stage on opening night of Annie. Welcome to you, Emma Rose, and Dad, Colin Blacher.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Let's go on. Peter said that this all South African cast provides the show with oodles of zesty appeal, which is impossible to resist. You know, getting this kind of compliment from Peter Feldman is special, Lionel.
That's like, yeah.
He says it the way it is. If it's bad, he'll tell you it's
certainly
bad.
The man doesn't mince his words. We know he's a serious critic, but
it's he's been such doing it for years and years. Yeah. Do you know him, Colin?
I don't know him. I haven't met him.
Okay, it's not
that only by reputation.
Yeah, Peter Feldman.
Yeah,
we South Africans are as talented as the best of the best worldwide. That's what they say about this show. How was the opening night experience for you, Emma Rose?
I've never done an opening night like that. It was really mind blowing. I couldn't believe it. The show that night was really
special.
5 weeks of rehearsals, and I never thought that this production would come out of it. It's absolutely amazing.
Yeah, apparently they say that you breathed absolute life into the character of Annie, and you did it with great aplomb. And that's really something coming from the crits.
Yeah.
The crits generally have been it's so supportive of you. It's been overwhelming to get this kind of reviews, and the show itself, people are raving about.
Yeah, the reviews, I can't believe it, really. The reviews have been absolutely amazing, but I mean, it's true. The show is absolutely amazing, and I don't know, I've never seen anything like it.
If I can just add to that, Gary, we saw the show in the UK, and I can tell you our local production, in my opinion, surpasses that.
So they say. Wow. Is everyone local in the show?
Yes.
Now, that's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
But we did kick off with the UK-based directors, I suppose, to get us up to speed.
Yeah, that's expected.
Yeah.
I mean, we used to lag behind very seriously. I remember 20 years ago or so, the shows were poor. People used to say, listen, if you're going to put on a show, it's got to be as good as the best.
Certainly.
But today it is, Lionel.
No, it is indeed. And it just shows how much talent we do have in South Africa. And that it needs to be really much embraced by all of us by supporting these productions and going out and buying the tickets.
Yeah. Apparently, you're very natural on stage, Emma Rose.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, you're very believable. And what they say about you, something that I picked up on, they say that you are not precocious or over the top. Now, if you've ever watched an American sitcom or whatever it is, some of those little American kids are precocious and they're irritating. And I think what they're trying to say about you is that you're soft and gentle and you know you're a kid. And that's what's nice about it. It's believable. Annie is, with you in the role, is believable.
Yeah.
Terrific.
I definitely know some of those American sitcoms and they're always exaggerating and very over the top. Mm. But I think that this character is a very specific character, and she's not over the top, but she's feisty and she's vibey, She's very specific, and it's been amazing to portray her.
I think one of Emma Rose's talents is to get into the role, to become the role. And I think her skills and talents as an actress is really to embrace the role and to literally become Annie. And yeah. I think that's what she's done to a large extent. So a lot of what she portrays on stage is her perception of the character and her embracing of the role itself.
Your character is Little Orphan Annie, but in real life you have fabulous parents. You have your dad, he's a property specialist and developer and advocate. You're an advocate.
Admitted, yes.
Yeah, yeah. You have a very, very, very stylish mother, Lisa Blacher, but they're not singers or performers.
No.
It's amazing that, isn't it?
I think that my mom would like me to say that I got some of the talent from her. But, yeah. I mean, my mom did acting through school.
And the university.
Yeah, but I can't say anything from my dad. But
yeah, your dad performs when he doesn't do his deals.
You've never seen me in the shower. I can tell you, I can belt them out in the shower. I impress myself.
Is he any good? Your dad? No, useless.
No, neither of them are.
Your mom performs when she doesn't get her pair of shoes that she wants or they're sold out. That's the only performing they do. Anyway, yeah. Let's just tell our listeners quickly. I think everyone knows this. You guys are in Joburg at the Monte Casino till the 27th of November.
Correct.
Yes.
And then you go back home.
Oh, yeah.
To Cape Town.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Cape Town opens on the 2nd December and till the 8th January. No holidays for you.
No, really nothing. I mean, the run ends literally 3 days before school starts.
Yeah.
I'm not getting a break.
What about schooling? You're from Cape Town. Let's talk about that because many people want to know how child stars cope with all this fame and acclaim. And then also you miss your friends, but you know, when do you get to school? What grade are you in?
I'm in grade 6 at St. Cyprian School.
Yeah.
Well, I ended the school year midterm, and I've been homeschooling, tutoring during the run. It's been quite difficult because the hours are quite long, but off days, those are school days.
So how does it work? You have... when do you have rehearsals and then when do you have classes, tutoring? How do you spend your day?
What rehearsals recently ended and they were quite long. And then now it's show days. And because there are 3 Annies, we take turns doing shows. So every 3rd show I would be on. So then I get off days. And on those days I would be doing school.
I believe your dad said you had amazing grades at school. Tell us a bit about what grade you got.
Dad.
are you in the top 5 or whatever?
I would think so, yeah. I don't share my grades with other students, so I wouldn't know what they got, but I would say that I did pretty well in the half year exams. I definitely think that I do better in exams because that's something you can study for. Mm. In opposed to like normal school days.
So, Gay, if I can add to that.
Yeah, please.
Her grades, she's an exceptional student. Mm. So this gave us a bit of comfort in moving into the second half of the year without being at school. So we got a sense that she achieved well and she would maintain. So what we really did was we arranged a tutor to ensure that her schoolwork didn't lag behind and she maintained momentum. And by the time that she gets to grade 7, at least she'll be up to date with the other kids.
Does she have to write exams this year or is she...
They put her through on her mid-year exams.
Oh, really?
And because her mid-year exams were pretty good, they felt comfortable that they could put her through on that basis and also further felt comfortable that she would step up to the plate in grade 7.
Homeschooling has become a very topical issue right now. There's a man called Oscar Fanemity. Have you ever heard of him? He's a little guy with the heart of a giant. He's only 113 centimeters tall. He's 4 foot tall as an adult. He's in grade 9, and he's the son of Ian Fanemity.
Yes.
Yeah. He's had to do, because he also does so much this kind of stuff, he's always on stage and whatever, he's had to do homeschooling, and he finds it very comfortable. There's so much discussion about it. Do people miss out on the social aspect? That's one of the things. I guess you miss your friends and...
Definitely. You know, but, you know, this production, it's not a social cutoff. I mean, I'm with my friends here that I've recently made friends with here. I hang with my orphans all the time.
What about the other Annies? Is there, I mean, how do you get on? Are you competitive?
We've known each other for a long time, actually. Yeah. We were all in the Sound of Music together in 2014. Mm. And we get on well. Yeah, there's definitely a competitive aspect, but we're all friends.
You know, with homeschooling, you're in good company. Miley Cyrus had a tutor. Taylor Swift as well. Justin Bieber, all of them. So, I mean, if you're going to be a rock star or famous in your time, you'll have to go this route eventually. And let's hope you do. I mean, this is what you want to do. Or do you want to become an advocate like your dad? Or do you want to become a rock star?
No, you know, I've been
like
doing
me.
This.
No.
Yeah.
Not quite.
I've been doing this since the age of 5, and it's really my passion. I really love this, and I would love to do this as a profession.
Your whole life. Do you think you're missing out on anything? I mean, do you feel that you started so early your career that you're losing out on maybe being a little girl and just doing dolly things?
You know, there aren't many child productions that come so often. Hopefully there will be.
Yeah.
So I haven't been in a lot of professional productions. So it's just been like drama exams and at Stedford's and singing exams and stuff.
Mm.
So this is my second major production. My first one when I've been the lead role. But besides that, I get to be a normal child,
yeah.
I guess. Yeah.
Benji, our researcher, Scheinberg, you want to say something?
Yeah, I just want to say that it's no surprise that you're excelling in the classroom and on the stage, because when you were sitting back there with us, you were sitting calmly, you were chatting to your dad. I mean, normal 12-year-olds will be putting stuff off. Can we go here? Can we go there? And also the way you talk, it's crazy how mature you are, and that's why you're excelling. So well
Thank
done
you.
On that.
What's your ideal role next when Annie's done?
Child role?
Yeah.
You know, there's always the classics. I mean, I go to London on holiday sometimes, and the first thing that my family does is go see theatre. It's literally the only reason we go.
Mm.
And some of the child roles, I would definitely say the classics, Matilda.
Yeah, that's big at the moment, isn't
it? It's amazing.
That's really, is that coming into South Africa?
I haven't heard anything like that, but they've been saying a lot of things have been coming. And, you know, it's really on-off, a lot of stuff. But I'd really like to be in whatever. I really love everything.
Yeah. I know you've been on TV. Have you been into radio studios, or is this...
No, this is my first time.
Thank you for choosing Cliff Central. We get the best of the best at Cliff Central. We really do. We've got amazing management. They give us all the facilities. And we get the best guests. Terrific. This is going to be the first of many, many, many. How was that TV interview for you? A bit scary, wasn't it?
I did my second just a few weeks ago on Morning Live.
Yeah.
And it was pretty good. And I was with my co-stars, Niels Klaassen and Taryn Sudding, who played Grace and Warbucks. And I thought it was great.
Does your dad sit in the front row with tears streaming down his eyes? Well, you can't see, do you, Colin?
I do all the time.
Yeah?
I can't lie.
Yeah.
It's an emotional experience for me.
I understand.
Watching my kid perform and doing exceptional things, for me, it's a very emotional
In front of 2,000 people. How many people in teatro?
It's the most people I've cried in front of.
But do you sit there, or are you backstage, or where actually?
No, we're not allowed backstage. So we sit in
front row, somewhere.
Yeah, if we're fortunate enough, we sit in the first few rows if we can, and Lisa really gets the audience going.
Yeah, I was about to say, you know when my mom is in the audience.
Do you make contact with them?
Not really. You can't really see. The lights are all on you, and it's kind of dark in the audience area.
Yeah.
But, I mean...
You can feel it.
I know. No, not even that. I hear it.
What, your shoes are glistening and, you know, making a noise.
Yeah, she
stands up and screams.
She insists on a standing ovation. So she'll be the first to stand.
Yeah.
And after every song, just as the song, the last note is played, then you'll hear Lisa.
Start screaming. I mean, Niels and Taryn, they tell me, so is your mom in the audience today? Yeah.
There you go.
And Emma, who's your role model? Most 12-year-olds look up to Justin Bieber and those. So please tell me it's not Justin Bieber, and who is it?
It's not. Oh, no. I really look up to Emma Watson.
Oh, that's a good one.
You know, she landed the role of Hermione Granger in Harry Potter, a series that I die for. I love it. Mm. When she was just 9 years old, and she had done nothing before that than just school plays, and she's just such a role model, and she's really amazing.
I looked up something. I wanted to know what kind of money people make overseas, and on Bloomberg.com, I read an article, it goes back 3 years or so, it says that Broadway is somewhere between a hard knock life and easy street for the child performers, and Lilla Crawford earns $3,000 a week playing the title role of Annie. $3,000 a week.
Lilla Crawford, I know. Yeah. She's, you know, it's a different league than what we have here at Broadway. Mm. There's one Annie, and it's just her. Here, you know, there's three different Annies, and it's all there. It's a show. It's a permanent show. It's not just a traveling show. And, you know, that is a role that she has killed it. She's done amazing in that.
What happens if she gets sick? They've probably got people that can stand in.
Yeah, they definitely have standbys for her, but she's like a permanent role in that production.
They say that, I mean, to be Annie, I guess you would pay to become Annie. And
for sure.
Yeah, so this is not about money. This is about achievement, isn't it?
Well, for me, it's really about just pursuing my passion.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, getting paid is a bonus, but I mean, this production
is unbelievable.
It's a dream just to have landed this role.
Do you remember Shirley Temple, Carl? She was the
yes.
the original child star.
Absolutely.
One of them. She made upwards of $10,000 a week and earned $3 million in her lifetime. And at the age 22, her parents had squandered the lot.
Mm.
And we're talking 1930s here, where you could get a car for $500. Her parents had squandered $3 million. I don't know how, but they did. She landed up with barely anything.
That's why they don't give me access to Emma Rose's bank account.
Yeah. Benji?
And in terms of, I mean, parents who have kids that are excelling, they often put a lot of pressure. I mean, look, from the sounds of things, you obviously fully support her and you don't put pressure. But where do you draw the line between is it to push her to keep going and then also to maintain the aspect as a dad, and if you know what I'm saying?
Look, at the end of the day, I think we want to encourage as much as possible to ensure that she can have a beautiful experience and she can pursue her passion. This ultimately is the goal for her. I mean, this is something she's always wanted to do, and we would never deny her that. So on her getting this role, we wanted to put everything in place to ensure that she could we could effect that.
This is what your dad wrote about you. He says, and this is all over. He says, "I'm so proud of Emma Rose and blessed to be part of such an outrageously talented cast and crew of the spellbinding Annie." That's something that's special about
it really is a talented cast, and they are wonderful, amazing people, very supportive.
You know, without you, Carl, in fairness, I mean, she's very talented. Without a father like you, who's given you kind of dedicating your life to her right now, I know what you're going to answer, but it is, you're dedicating your life, and that's how people become stars. That's how tennis players, the whoever it is, the Venus, the Williams sisters, and all the rest had their parents sitting on the side.
Look, I think not every kid can identify their passion so early in life, and I think if you're a kid does establish that this is her passion and this is what she wants to do, I think us as parents, it's our duty to support that.
Yeah.
I really think
you also make sacrifices. You've moved out of home, and you're here in Johannesburg. You come from Cape Town.
Sure.
So it's a sacrifice. Your businesses, I guess, are taking back seat. And I know it's your, you know, every great parent will say it's my obligation. It's my love. That's why I do it. But you're doing it. And
sure,
it's very
because
kind
it's
of
so
you,
important to us.
Yeah.
And it's so important to Emma Rose.
You must remember one thing, sweetheart. You may not get every role that you audition for.
Yeah.
You know that. It's a very hard business.
Yeah. I mean, auditioning into Annie,
Could have gone either way, huh?
You know, without the training that I had a few months before, I never would have got it, I think. You know, I walked into that audition and thought, hey, it would be good to get it, but I don't think so. Yeah.
How long were auditions, over what period, over what time?
2 or 3 days. Mm. And I think, well, this is Cape Town, two or three days.
Yeah.
But they say it took 6 months through the whole of South Africa.
Jeepers.
And what do your friends think of you being on stage in front of thousands? What do they say
to
you?
Well, my friends, none of them are performers, all of them athletes. And I could never hit a ball with a racket.
Mm, sure.
But all my friends are athletes, and I think that they're proud of me. They don't know the industry or anything. I mean, I moved into this new school 2 years ago, and it's very new to them, especially, and I think they're proud of me.
Quite a few of them came, made the trip from Cape Town to Johannesburg, especially
that's
to
crazy.
See her gala performance, which was very, very special of them to have done
no,
that.
No, that's great. And obviously, what was the feedback after you did it?
Well, all the reviews after I did that, but from my friends, they just said it was mind-blowing. And when they saw me, well, my one friend said to me, did you dye your hair?
She wears a wig in
there. Okay.
Yeah, no.
You know what they say? They say if you do what you love, you'll never have to work a day in your life. And that's a lovely thought, isn't it?
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, she really, really is enjoying every single minute of it.
The reviews, I mean, I have them in front of me. Our listeners will pick them up. It just goes on and on how marvelous this is. Just to quote one or two, Benj, I don't know if you want to read out some of those. I mean, it's staggering what the audiences are saying.
So this one says, you can bet your bottom dollar that audiences will be flocking to Monty to see the stunning musical. Another one, after the closing number, you will be applauding the sheer beauty of the production. And it just goes on, zesty, must-see, Annie worms its way into audiences' hearts, right up there with the best, a magnificently executed production. So applauding everywhere from all places.
Lion, do you want to say something before we have
break a leg, love? Break
Thank
a
you.
Leg. You are so gorgeous.
Your
energy, your talent is just amazing. Keep
Thank
it up
you.
And
Thank
keep on working on it.
Yeah, this has been Emma Rose Blacher. She's the Annie. Well, in my eyes, she's Annie. And she's with her daddy, Colin Blacher. Good man.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's been an absolute pleasure to be in your company. We're going to follow your progress, and hopefully you'll come back and tell us in a year's time that you are on?
On Broadway.
Broadway, yeah. West End, London.
Yeah, we've just got to get Dad to make tons of money so that he can get you there.
Yeah.
Well, good.
Yeah. Cool. It's been great.
Thank you very much for having us. It's been a very enlightening experience being here.
Yeah.
Good luck. Speak
Thank
to you again.
Bye-bye. Thank you very much.
Law. Like you've never heard it before. The Laws of Life with Gary Hertzberg on cliffcentral.com. Cliffcentral.com.